RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So you know that Liz Cora has been our go-to expert on all things fitness, and we just love that. Well, turns out Liz has a story to tell, because in addition to being the group fitness manager at Equinox Clubs in the Washington, D.C. area, she also had a real interesting story to tell us about a medical issue that took place and what happened, some of the surprising benefits of being fit when something medical hits you. So Liz, welcome back to Her Radio. Tell us briefly what happened.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Peek. 2 months ago, on May 22nd, I was teaching a class and everything was fine. And afterwards, I didn't feel so good. And I ended up having a grand mal seizure, which is the Mac Daddy of all seizures, and found out that I had a big tumor the size of a softball in my head. No symptoms, no nothing, and total surprise. And there you have it.
Also clarify what you actually had, because I was there for the, you know, sort of helping you out throughout this whole thing. And what Liz had was something that is actually more common in women than in men. It's called a meningioma, and it's actually when the lining, not your brain, but the lining of the brain decides it just wants to kind of make a heck of a lot more than it should, and it actually makes too many cells, and it becomes an outpouching, and made for one very interesting-looking MRI scan of your brain, basically the size of a softball. And you've been walking around like that, and then until finally it reached a critical size. So, flashing forward, you had this taken out at Georgetown University, and that was about a month ago. And what was interesting and made me smile was listening to your story about how your being so fit actually ended up being pretty entertaining for the medical team. Tell them the story about your heart rate.
Oh, that was funny. So my resting heart rate is somewhere around 45, and that is not a, quote, normal resting heart rate. It's an athlete's resting heart rate. So I'm in ICU. I'm out of surgery, and the alarms keep going off, and they keep going off every couple of minutes, and they keep running in and running in and running out because my heart rate is going so low. Everybody's panicking. Then after a while, they just said, okay, they turned it off. They just kind of knew, okay, I work out for a living. This is what I do. Athlete's resting heart rate. I'm totally fine. But it was kind of funny having everybody running in and out and the alarms go off.
That's the funny thing, because most of those alarms will start sounding off below a heart rate of 50, because most people's heart rate is well above that, especially under those kinds of circumstances. But one of the interesting benefits of being so fit as you are, Liz, is that your heart is so efficient at pumping blood. It doesn't have to kind of beat away very, very quickly. It's just, right. You know, it gives out very powerful pumps of blood. And that's why people like runners and people who are athletes in general walk around with heart rates at around 50. Unless you make sure to tell the nurses, they'll panic and think something awful is going on in there. And so I know that they all smile when they finally figured out, oh, we've got an athlete in there, and there you have it. But you know, there are other interesting things too. You were expecting to be in the hospital for much longer, weren't you?
Yeah, they said a minimum 5 to 7 days. But I actually was discharged three and a half days post-op.
So that's another interesting benefit of being so fit, and that is, and science actually shows this, and I think I explained this to you, that the more fit you are and the more healthy you are, you don't have to be an athlete, but just be healthy, the much better your recovery time is, and the lower the incidence of operative problems, both pre and during and post-operative. So that's a wonderful thing. Although it is interesting, weren't you kind of planning on being there a little longer? So what did you bring to the hospital with you?
Well, it was so funny. I packed a suitcase, and it was really a mindset. It was, you know, I had met with my surgeon before and, you know, discussed, and I said to my surgeon, I said, okay, let's have a real conversation. What can I do before surgery so that I can heal as fast as possible? And he, in a nutshell, you know, said, you have to have a clean lifestyle. Like, what's your diet like? Are you exercising? Are you moving? Et cetera, et cetera. And I think I told you before, from that moment, I was like, game on. So everything I did leading up to surgery was to benefit my body, to be strong and healthy so that I could recover as quickly as possible. So part of
what this brings up is that wonderful quote from Albert Einstein, in the midst of difficulty lies opportunity.
Absolutely.
So this was an opportunity to reassess everything. So go to the mindset place.
So the mindset was that I was going to do everything that I do at home, and I was going to mimic everything that I did at home. I wasn't going to sit in a hospital gown. I wasn't going to lay in bed. I wasn't going to take a vacation. Once I was able to get up, I was going to get up. And so I packed 5 outfits. I refreshed all of my beauty supplies. I told myself the second they let me out of bed, I would get up. And the funny story was, it was less than 24 hours post-op, and the nurse came into the room and she woke me up in the morning and she said, okay, would you like to sit up? And I looked at her and I said, no, I want to get dressed. And she looked at me and she was like, okay. So I stood up like it was Christmas morning, and with a little help, I put on my first outfit, outfit number one. I freshened up, and then she said, all right, well, let's get back into bed. And I said, would you settle for a chair? So I got a chair. I promised myself that I wasn't just going to lay in the bed, that I was going to do everything that I could. I wasn't pushing myself. I was listening to my body, but I wanted to be strong. I wanted to be productive. I wanted to stand up. I wanted to be as healthy and move as much as I could. So we're sitting in the chair and the physical therapist comes in 2 minutes later and says, okay, well, why don't we try to walk to the door? And I said, why don't we take a lap around the nurse's station? And she looked at me and again, and she stopped and she said, okay. And I said, all right, help me get my Nikes on. So we got my Nikes on. She tied my shoes and I didn't make it very far. I made it to the nurse's station and I had to sit down and she said, okay, do you want to go back to your room now? And I said, no, I said, I want to stay out here. I don't want to go back in there. And after a little convincing, I had made friends with my nurse and convinced that my new best friend would take me back to my room once I had, you know, had my fill of ice chips. And I sat outside and I was talking to the nurses and getting to know who they were and their life story.
And regrouping. And you know what you're really doing, Liz? You're really saying, okay, I had surgery. It doesn't define me. I'm getting ready because I got to prep up because I got to get back to the Equinox, you know, health family. I want to be able to, you know, heal rapidly and efficiently. And I'm not the kind of person who just sits in there. This is another wonderful benefit of having a healthy mindset, a healthy body, and really listening to yourself and saying, you know something, gradually, patiently, I'm going to build up that strength and that endurance, and I'm going to make this thing work for myself one way or the other. You know, Liz, you're a beautiful example of those wonderful, sometimes hidden and surprising benefits of being fit. Thanks for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Hey, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Whatever you do, please stay well.